倦怠な夢の後の何もない世の中じゃそうは愛しい思いも負けそうになるけど静止化しないメッチだけど。 Hello everyone and welcome to episode 4 of Lost in Manglationmon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Digimon Adventure V-Tamer Disc 4. Yeah, it was great. I love V-Tamer so much. Chapter 25 is the first chapter in this volume, and it starts off with Neo speaking to the Alias 3 about the Ultimate Digimon. And we see Arcadimon, who makes me really unnecessarily uncomfortable. Something about his design just creeps me out, and I think that is actually the point.
It's because he's a buggo.
And I think it's well designed in that way that just makes me uncomfortable.
But he also just looks like that green Digimon you really like.
Which green Digimon?
It's like green, it's got four legs on the ground, it has like the orange mohawk.
Oh, Betamon.
He looks like that, kind of.
No, he doesn't.
A little.
He's not a bug.
A little bit.
No, he doesn't.
A small bit.
For starters, I'm pretty sure Arcadimon's grey.
Yeah, well, it's a manga. You
it's
can't
like a fleshy
tell.
Thing.
And so instead of the mohawk, he's got a big slit in his head.
No, not in the slightest.
Just a little.
No.
Just a little bit.
Not even a little.
Just a tiny bit.
No, none.
A small.
No.
He's a small bit.
Dude, it's so none, it's going to the nunnery. It's going to become
That's
Catholic.
None pizza with left beef.
No, it's not Betamon at all.
He is the left beef.
So Neo is telling the Alias 3 about Taichi and Zero. And Neo says, I'm too busy with Arcadimon at the moment and raising him, so you can just go and kill him, all right?
And there's like, he's a bug. He's an awful, evil bug in the system, and you have to destroy him. The only thing that I think they could have improved here was when they go, he's this kid, he has an Aerovidramon. Because we know that Aerovidramon is something that doesn't show up in the Digivices, the kid should have said, what's an Aerovidramon?
Yeah.
Because he has no idea.
But he doesn't, they don't say Edge, he just says Zero.
No, he tells him.
Oh.
He says it's an Aerovidramon, because he doesn't call it Zero. He doesn't care. He doesn't name Digimon.
I'm pretty sure he says Zero.
He probably does at some point. In that bit, though, he says Aerovidramon. Okay. That's why I would have remembered to say it.
Oh, okay. So we see an edgelord called Sigma, and he says, I will delete the bug.
You mean Vega? Young
yes,
Vega?
Yes, Young Vega. Or Cloud from Atmon.
But the mask is Vega.
Yeah. And he has a Piedmon.
No, he has a Paimon.
That's his Japanese name.
Yeah, well, in the translation I got, it also listed as Paimon.
That's because that's his name in the Japanese version.
That's fine. It's funnier because it's like a Joker and he pies people in the face.
Isn't that why he's called Paimon?
I thought it was Pied with a D because it's like the Pied
Piper. In the English version, it's Pied.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then don't ask me which one it is because I have conflicting
but
stories.
I will always call him Piedmon just because that's the name I was told to always call him because I watched the dub when I was young.
I like to think that his name, the Digimon is Piedmon, but he has a nickname of Paimon.
Yay. Maybe.
No.
He does seem to care enough about him that he would give him a nickname.
End, yeah. Which is a cool little story arc.
Yeah, I love Sigma, but I guess we'll get to that later.
Age of Sigma.
So then we see where Taichi is, and he's cooking food, and Ray asks him how he was able to fit so much in his bag, and he says, oh yeah, it was just because it's data, and in the digital world, you can just compress it.
Yeah, and if you have too much stuff and you want to put it away, it just dissolves back into
it. This is great. This part is fantastic.
It's a good explanation.
It's like, well, of course, they're in the digital world. And this is what I like about Digimon, is when you get all this digital world weirdness.
And this is a more elegant solution, I think, than we're digital now, we don't need to eat. Because
yeah.
This makes the world feel real.
Yeah,
right?
Like, oh no, I still need to eat, but it's just easy to carry everything around.
Let's just have another conversation about world building, where world building is not just telling you stuff about the world, but it's showing you how the world works.
Yeah.
Right? You can say the sky is purple, but that doesn't mean anything unless you tell us why the sky is purple. All right? You can say you don't need to eat, but that's because, oh, you're digital, right?
Mm.
No, you can compress the data of food and then bring it out. And that's how everyone works this way. It's convenient. That's cool. Maybe that's not a great example, but I think it's awesome.
No, I do like this data compression bit because it sort of makes sense. And as I said, digital world weirdness, like random cables lying around that shouldn't be there. It's digital world stuff. Like, oh, yeah, well, you're kind of like in a digital world, so everything's data.
Can we just say at this point that Ray is such a nobody?
Yes.
They have, like, no reason to be there thus far.
Yes. She is very bland. She's very boring and
contributes very little.
And she's basically just there to be there.
Okay.
She's just
I'm
going
to need
ride.
You to carry me here because I can only remember the last, like, 0.5 thing.
Yeah, because of a certain point, but we will get to that.
I remember the fights, but I don't remember, like, how we got to those
Okay, I will carry you through this battle.
Thank you.
So Gabo says that he doesn't like Rei because she just, they're being too trusting. And fair also enough. Zero says that a girl is a calming influence. And Gabo says that he's being distracted by her looks and there's something hidden behind her smile.
Oh.
And Taichi says, oh, don't mind him. He's called Gabo because he's always gabbing.
And then he says, and this is my favorite bit, right? He goes, no, it's because of Gabo. Like G-A-R-B-O, which A, doesn't clarify anything, and B, is really funny because I think like four times we've made the joke about garbage, and I'm like, haha, Garbo, Garbo, Garbo.
Yeah.
His name is actually Garbo.
Yeah. It's not because it's Gabumon. It's...
No, he's it should be because it's Gabumon.
Well, that's what I thought, but no, apparently it's not.
What is it in Japanese? What does it say? It says Garubo.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it did.
He's actually just garbage.
I like him though. Vitae like
was the best.
So Gabo says that they should be on guard, but Taichi says they shouldn't worry because Zero has evolved to ultimate. And perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are 100% team. And they just start dancing and
they're really proud of it.
It's so cute. I love them.
Still 100%.
Because yeah, it is. Because even when he loses, he doesn't actually lose. It's not a real loss.
Well, that was, it was a tie.
I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's a win. I'm still 100%.
Yeah, and that also it's interesting because what's his name?
Neo.
Neo is not 100% anymore at all. Like he is straight up lost
because he lost with Deathmon.
Yeah, annihilated.
Paimon and Sigma show up, and it's like, yeah, go Team Edgelord because they're such edgelords.
I don't think Paimon is an edgelord.
He's such an edgelord.
He's a clown man.
Yeah, he's an edgelord. Edgelord clown.
I get it because he has swords.
Yeah. Sigma is using computers to speak for him because he's such an edgelord.
He Hawkings it up.
Yeah.
He's typing really fast and the computer's like, hello, I am Sigma. You're all nerds.
Basically. Zero asks if he's one of Neo's henchmen and he says that he's not a henchman. He's an alias. I'm like, isn't that basically a henchman?
Okay, so... Here's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly get the feeling they don't know what an alias is. I think they were trying to use the word ally.
I just think alias sounds cool.
It also could be that. The problem is that alias means an alternate name.
Yes.
How could they possibly be interpreted as being alternate names for Sigma, for Neo?
Sounds cool.
Yeah, okay. So it's dumb is all I'm saying.
I'm really tired, but I know that alias has a... way in computering that's not just images being aliased. There's another term in programming and I can't remember what it means.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it has a term in programming, but maybe I'm so tired.
So we know that, I think he goes into his backstory now because they're like, why do you wear a mask and why are you not talking, you big weirdo?
So Paimon does the mind square when he sort of sends him to this weird reality.
Yeah.
And Sigma says, I have complete control over everything that happens in this.
Sends him to Trick Room.
Yeah. And Zero attacks won't hit Paimon. And Taichi knows that Paimon's warping. And his Trump swords are warping too. And Gabumon says they're working like homing missiles.
Yeah, so they're either turning... I think it's not that they're turning there. They're going forward and they keep teleporting to be aimed at the right place. It's hard to tell because it's not animated at this point.
And then Taichi realizes that if he doesn't give the commands, the Trump swords don't attack, like don't go to Zero.
Well,
like they miss.
They do, but Zero has the ability to dodge them.
Yeah.
There are some times where he doesn't give a command and it hits them anyway. But basically, he works up pretty quickly.
In chapter 26.
That what Sigma is doing is that he, in this area, can intercept any commands that are given, and then is fast enough to give corresponding commands to counter those.
Yeah. Which is to do with the uplink.
Yeah. So the fight goes, he's trying to get Zero to dodge, and he keeps getting hit by swords, and they're getting really frustrated.
Which is really extreme. Like, he is struck through the chest with so many swords, and...
That's fine.
It's very violent.
It's just battle damage.
I've never seen that in the anime, something that's so violent.
And the solution is very interesting. Tai sends a big flurry of commands, like just one after another. Go 20 feet left, 20 feet back, 40 feet to the right, 40 feet up, 40 feet down, like just flying around. The swords keep chasing him. They keep going to get him. And Sigma goes, haha, don't you know I can read all your commands no matter how fast you go? No matter how, it's so stupid that you're resisting me and that you're still... trying to do the same thing over and over again. And then all of a sudden Paimon gets hit by the swords.
Yeah.
And Tai's like, didn't you know what was 10 feet in front of you? And
I misread this part completely until they actually explained what had happened.
So what happened is Sigma had been countering the commands exactly,
yeah.
just move the swords exactly where he's going to go without having read it. And even then, what would have happened is, even if he ends up in the same spot, Era Vidron should have been there and the swords would have hit him anyway. What had happened was that before giving the last command, Ty just yelled out Zero's name. Zero looked and they exchanged an eye glance
yeah.
that was a moment of understanding between true friends. And in doing so, Zero understood that the next one would be a bluff. So he didn't follow the next command.
And I love this.
It's great.
But
power of friendship. This is the power of friendship making perfect sense.
But the thing is, and yeah, that is true. This is good. But what I thought had happened was in a different way intelligent. I thought that the command said something along the lines of move 10 feet in front of you, but it was all a perspective thing. And it was just like 10 feet in front of Paimon and 10 feet in front of Zero are two different things. So Paimon actually moves the arrows to himself instead of to Zero. Until they actually explain what happened, I had misread what had actually
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, but that's what I thought. Like, oh, it's like a perspective thing. But no, it wasn't.
But like, if it was 10 feet in front of Piedmon, then it wouldn't have hit him.
I know, but he moved 10 feet and then attacked and was just, I don't know. That's how I read it as.
Okay. Well, there's no accounting for it. So yeah, he hits Piedmon and then they knock them out.
He punches his mask and breaks it.
Yeah, and it knocks them out of the mask square.
Mm.
And they're like,
they're about to kill Paimon, basically. And Sigma speaks. Like, he doesn't speak with his computer voice. He speaks and says, "Don't kill him, I surrender."
Yeah, we're really going to have to cover this guy's backstory, because he does tell us about it in the first volume, and we have not discussed it.
We kind of skipped over.
Let's get to the end of this and go back.
It was this volume. We went to the fight straight away.
Okay, well, it's fine.
Yeah, so, because it was explained during the fight.
So he goes with his real voice, like, no, just don't kill him. I'll go. I will leave you alone.
Yeah.
And they go, and Ty, being a cool guy, is like, fine, whatever, you go. You take Paimon with you, and they go. And then Sigma is talking with his real voice to Paimon. He's like, oh, you know, cool. And Paimon's like, yeah, no, thanks. And they have a friend. They become friends. Because
yeah, but that's in chapter 27. But at the end of chapter...
That's what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about chapter 26. So Tai Chi once says, oh, I want to become friends with you, Sigma. And I want to play Digimon with you because you really care about Digimon. And Sigma says, why would you think that I would ever want to talk to you? And then he goes off with Paimon. And Tai Chi gets a little message on his Digivice that says, see you again.
Yeah. I remember that.
We'll go over his story now before we jump into chapter 27.
So basically, the reason Sigma wears a mask and he speaks out as a computer is a representation of his ability to overcome his social anxiety by speaking to people on online chat rooms. Because at school, he was alone, or when people did talk to them, they took advantage of him. So he hates people in real life. And he just likes his 2D waifus. I mean, he talks to people more comfortably online, basically. And so the mask and the computer voice are representations of that, even though he's in real situation.
Yes, and he did sort of, he thought he had a friend, because someone said, hey, do you want to play Digimon after class? And he was like, yeah! And then one day after school, he is running up to them to say, hey, let's walk home together. And he overhears that one of them saying, why would you invite him? And he says, oh, he does my homework for me. So you find out that these kids don't actually want to hang out with him. They're hanging out with him because it gives them homework for free.
Yeah.
But Sigma goes along with it too because he wants friends. So they're both getting something out of it. Like, Sigma really wants friends.
You really make it sound like it's fair.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
I mean, they're both getting something out of it.
Yeah, but it's really sad because I've been in the situation like, oh, I'm being used, but I still get this thing that I want, so I guess it's not so bad. But I don't know, I feel really sad for him, and he's such a sympathetic bad guy. Because you can see how someone would become like, oh, I will become this evil thing, this evil force.
My only problem is that I never really... Like, I don't think it did a good enough job of justifying why he's evil.
He's just grumpy.
And he's like, and then Neo came to me and now I'm an alias. I'm like, you need to give me a middle step.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. So then in chapter 27, Paimon's asking Sigma, hey, why don't you let me fight to the end? And Sigma says, because you're my partner.
Oh,
and
you
have always been with me. Oh. You've been with me when I was a lonely kid that no one wanted to hang out with. You've always been with me. So they have this, like, another different power of friendship discussion to what Zero and Tai Chi
had. It's a very different one.
It's like Zero and Tai Chi have this understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's just like, you've always been there, you've always been a true friend, and I've had no one else. And that's so sweet. We have this sort of sweet moment, and I like it.
Get ready to die, then. Just have your heart ripped out.
Oh god, that was terrible.
Because they get back to the castle.
Yeah.
And then Neo goes, well, Arcadimon needs to eat. And it's weird because he's a super ultimate, but he's not. He's actually just a child. He just has the potential to be a super ultimate.
He's actually in training form at the moment. He's still a baby. Yeah. Then he evolves a child.
Sorry, he's a baby. So he's like, he needs to eat. So he's gonna do a big fight on Piedmon because Piedmon, he needs to eat an ultimate, and ultimate's right here. He's like, no, what? Piedmon? And then Piedmon gets stabbed in the chest and dies.
And it's so sad.
And you're like, you just had this moment and it's all ruined. And now you're like, oh, Neo, oh, you're a bad man.
Yeah, so you'll learn that Neo's even worse because Neo doesn't have this relationship with his partner. He doesn't have a relationship with any partner that we've seen. He had Metal Greymon who said, I have constructed myself differently to make you love me and I will fight to my death because I want you to love me. And,
nope.
And then meanwhile, there's Piedmon saying, I was happy to die for you. And then Sigma saying, no, but you're my best friend.
Aww.
So it's just like, you show that Sigma, yeah, sort of, he was temporarily a bad guy, but Neo is just heartless.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, when Tai Chi says, but you're working for the bad guy, don't you know what he wants? Like, and Neo says, I know exactly what he wants, and I'm all for it.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So we have, I don't remember what happens next. So wandering around.
Neo sees that there's another one called Mari. And he says, oh, Mari, you can try next.
Now you're the alias too. The real aliases. Yes.
And Neo says that he's going to feed Arcadimon the one who stands at the top of the pinnacle of the Digimon world, who's Holy Angemon. And then we go see where Tai Chi is, and Rei's looking at a pendant because it glowed during the fight with Paimon. And Zero says it's more fashionable than goggles. And Tai Chi says, no, but it's what they mean. It's what they mean.
It means a lot now that we know that there's something to them.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in any other season, they're just like, but I think they're cool.
Yeah, well, Takato says, I want to be a protagonist. And Haru says, I want to be a protagonist.
And, yeah, it's just all of them, huh?
And Daisuke had a meaning. It was given to him by Tai Chi, and Tai Chi was like, these mean friendship.
Yeah, but Tai's didn't really mean anything when he gave them.
In the Omaki, we may find out that it's the same reason.
No, we don't know that, though. They're different people. It's a different universe.
Anyway, so Igamon shows up, and he says he's been working undercover at Demon's Castle, and Tai Chi says that he's familiar and asks that if he's Starmon, and Iga's like, I'm not like that, show off.
Is it because he looks a bit like him, or what? Or he sounds similar?
He looks like him a little bit.
Does he? It's not a big star.
If you remove the star parts, they look the same.
Look, honestly, I think the only thing you can notice about Starmon, given that it's in his name, is that he's shaped like a big star.
Yeah, that too.
Also, I guess that he has guns.
Maybe. Well, this one has shurikens, so maybe.
Wait, which one am I thinking of?
Igamon has shurikens, Starmon
I'm thinking the one who was a gun. I'm thinking from the Texas episode from Zero Two.
Rivelmon, yeah.
He was a big gun.
So Igamon informs them of Neo's plan, and that he's going to inform Holy Angemon, and then he leaves. And Neo's army is flying overhead. Rosemon and Mari show up. Mari says that Neo will become the prince, and she'll become the queen.
And so that's her deal with this.
And she says she's a net idol, and she's cute.
And she's really long-winded. She just keeps talking. And Ty's like, God, she just doesn't shut up, does she?
Yeah, she's dumb.
And so her, like, first attack is to lay thorns everywhere on the ground so that no one can move.
Yeah.
And Ty tries, like, oh, okay, definitely can't do that. And Mari then he comes back to Mari and she goes, yeah. Oh, my shoes are really stuck in the thorns here. So Rosemon goes, oh, well, if you take your shoes off, you won't be stuck. And she goes, oh, that's a good idea. Takes her shoes off and starts walking around on the thorns and it really hurts.
Because
she's super dumb.
Then
and I looked at this and I go, May's going to hate this character. And just, spoilers, no you don't.
Yeah, no, because I don't have much memory of what happened in V-Tamer, so I was already riding up the rant of, like, both of the females we've seen so far in this manga are horrible and awful. Never mind.
It keeps getting worse until the end, and I'm like, ah, no, she's great. No,
like, Rosemon uses sleeping gas.
Yeah,
and they both fall asleep.
Everyone asleep. You wake up and you're like, oh, there's Rosemon and Mari asleep on a rock.
And Taichi's like, they fell asleep too. And Taichi the whole time is saying, is she really this dumb? Like, why is she this dumb and airheaded?
She sends an order to, she tries to send an order to Rosemon, and then Rosemon, like, apparently seems to wander out of the way, and it hits Gabo. And Gabo is like, repeats the order, and it's like, this Taichi's kind of cute, but we need to finish him quickly so that I can go home and do some shopping, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what? Why? How is she this stupid?
Mm.
And he keeps doing that, and there's, a bit where, like, Rosemon tries to attack Aerovidmon and he beats his wings or something and it blows her top off.
Yeah, and this is now chapter 28. And, yeah, she gets her clothes blown off, basically.
And
I was ready to hate her. I was ready to hate this.
This is it.
I was ready to hate V-Tamer.
We were right here at the end of it. And then I think it was at this point he realizes.
No. She has a diary and her diary gets blown away too.
Yeah.
And in it says, don't actually try to defeat
Her Tai orders Chi. Are there.
Yeah. Don't actually try to defeat Tai Chi because Tai Chi is far too, like, strong and he just beats Sigma. Just confuse him a lot.
Yeah. Just waste his time.
And this is written by her. And we find, and then she changes her personality completely. And she's like this, like, almost like a punk rock kind of like, oh, well, yes, of course. And she's...
Yeah, well, you know, had to give it a shot. I don't know if you know, I mean, I assume you did, is that you cut back to her and now she has a top on again?
Yep, I did.
She couldn't possibly have got one from anywhere.
And also, she almost looks different now, like... I think the font was also written differently in the text bubble now.
I don't know about font, but I think that, like...
I read the original and I'm pretty sure her font changed slightly. Maybe. Like, it's less, like, bouncy and it's more like, well, I guess I'm going to have to kill you now, I guess.
So they have to start fighting seriously. So they lash the thorn whip around Aerovidron's neck, like it's a collar of some kind.
Yeah.
And like it's a leash is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems to imply it's like a mind control sort of thing.
Yeah. Because she has these electro waves in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see Rosemon as an electricity Digimon, but whatever. It is what it is. And to snap him out of it, Igumon throws a shuriken? Kunai. It's a kunai.
It said shuriken.
The knife is a kunai.
Yeah, the knife is a kunai, but I'm pretty sure it said shuriken.
But it wasn't a shuriken.
Okay, yeah.
It was a kunai. Mm-hmm. It throws it into Aerovidmon's arm to, like, snap him out of the hypnotism. And there's some weird side plot there where... Oh, the reason Igumon is there is because he got captured along the way.
Yeah.
He didn't actually make it to Holy Angel Castle. He got captured by Mari, it's kind of another way you know that she's legit.
And Mari says, oh, I just thought he was you.
Yeah, so I beat the hell out of him and then I guess I had to wait. Then I ran into you. So there's some weird, like, subplot about Igumon being useless and Rei being like, no, he's not. And I just don't care. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. They're like, oh, he's not useless because he threw a kunai.
No, it's irrelevant.
No, whatever. Basically, Aerovidron takes the kunai, and I honestly didn't make a lot of sense. He throws the kunai to the side, and Mary's like, ah, you missed. And he's like, no, I grounded the electric current with the kunai, even though I don't think anything was attached to it. So it's just over there now. But maybe I read it wrong. I don't know. He somehow grounded the current, so he wasn't getting electrocuted anymore. And then he beat the hell out of Rosemon.
And it was great.
and that's what I remember.
And I was really worried that Igumon was dead, but he wasn't dead.
He's fine.
And he has bandages in the next scene, and it's great. And then we see that Neo's army is arriving at the castle, and Panjimon is going to fight. And I'm just like, oh, he's going to die at the start of Volume 5, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to remember his Aleomon evolution, though... V-Tamer was before the main series, so maybe they didn't want to kill Leomon at this point.
Or did they get all their inspiration from here?
Okay, so if he dies here, I think we can say that it's just a joke. Like, the Leomon dying is just a joke, and Panjimon is just Leomon, but bigger and white.
Yeah.
He looks exactly the same because it's in manga print anyway.
So let's go on to the most important part of this episode.
Chapter 28.5.
Okay, so it's chapter 28.5. I didn't know that this was a 02 crossover.
I knew.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I knew.
So it begins with 02, and there's Davis, and they're talking, and I remembered why I hated 02 all over again.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like this chapter was making fun of Daisuke's writing.
Oh my god.
Because it was too much. Like, it wasn't just too much like his usual character. It was too much the degree. I think it was more like a parody.
It was enough. Well, it never went over the top with it, but it made it very evident by the way everyone else reacted to him.
Yeah.
So basically, it starts with 02. They're fighting some weird Digimon who you've later find out is Parallelmon, who looks like a broken glass made into a person shape.
Yeah.
And he gets hit with some sort of blast, which sends him to another dimension, which is the dimension of V-Tamer.
Yeah, but before that, there's the sort of the usual thing where Daisuke suggests something, and then everyone says no, and then Takeru says, hey, no, we can't do that, And Hikari says, actually, Daisuke, I agree with Takeru. And Daisuke's like, no.
I honestly don't remember reading
this
that.
This was constantly in 02. And it's funny that they point out this thing that happened every couple of episodes.
I think my brain skipped over it.
It was like, oh, God, 02. I don't remember that
at all.
I already did my punishment of this.
What I do remember is skipping back and forth between that last bit where it gets blasted through and then the next bit. Because I'm like, did the art style change? And I think they had like a direct 02 art style. And then they go to this V-Tamer world. Now everything's kind of cute and manga-y again.
Yeah, because V-mon looks completely different. V-mon has a large head.
Yeah, and he's much softer looking.
Mm.
And
he's adorable. He looks like a plush toy.
He's so cute. V-mon is really the best part of that, huh?
I just love V-mon.
So, Davey! Now you hate him. Davey! With a big weird lisp.
That he loses when he evolves.
So,
Flamedramon, the fire of courage.
Davis is wandering around.
Uh-huh.
And, oh god, Parallelmon shows up.
And no, Daisuke keeps on saying, oh, what, man, Takeru must have pushed me. That's right, Takeru pushed me. I hate that guy. He pushed me.
I don't remember much of this,
He doesn't shut up about how Takeru pushed him. And it's like, this is a parody. This isn't just his character.
Okay.
It is, because there's...
It probably is.
Because there's his character, and just kind of like, oh, that he's annoying. And then there's just, this is a parody. I think I agree. I've seen fan art where people have written Daisuke as this character. This is such, like, it's a parody, but it's like, it's kind of an affectionate parody, because it's him.
Oh, it's not.
It's him turned up by a little bit.
It's him turned up by at least 50%.
Yeah, but he's still like, it's enough to not be annoying, but for you to know that it's a parody.
No, but it's enough for you. It's also enough for it to be like, but he was also just like that. So, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's... They know exactly what they're doing. So, he sees Parallelmon, and then V-mon evolves to X-V-mon. And then Tai Chi and Zero show up, and they save him.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisuke asks Tai Chi if he remembers him after they've decided to run away. Cause
you know me, your favorite fifth grader.
And then he's like, well, you're kind of short, kind of like a kid. And Tai Chi's like, I have no idea who you are.
Who are you? I don't remember when they have the conversation, but he's like, I was born in 1991. So weird to think that Davis is 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
And then
Tai Chi says,
I'm 88.
Yeah, I'm older than you.
I'm still your senpai.
Yeah, and he says, you shall call me Tai Chi-san. It's so cute.
There was a little translator's note in mine. It's like, son is something that you add to people that are older than you or that you have to respect.
Hmm. So Gabo says that this Digimon might be Parallelmon, who can send people to different dimensions, and Tai Chi says that if they destroy him, Daisuke can go back.
He also like specifically adds that he consumes the energy of Digidestined or something. It's stupid, because that he could never have eaten before then, this crap Digimon. Mm.
Zero then asks why V-mon's smaller now. And I just, like, this part really hit me, like...
Because there's no de-evolution. Yeah,
there's no de-evolution in this. We haven't seen a case of de-evolution. They just stay the way they are.
And so he's like, I'm off into that, I'm off into that, I can regular off into this. I have so many options, and then I become this again.
Zero is so impressed. Zero's like, oh, that is so cool. I love Zero, he's such a good dog. So Daisuke's worried that his friends don't want him to go back because nobody likes him.
Well, you know what?
Well, you open a noodle cart.
You know what? He's me. They're all me. I don't want him to go back.
Then Daisuke calls Tai Chi fake Tai Chi because how Tai Chi's like, hey, your girlfriend must miss you, right? And it's so funny because it's like, Tai Chi, this is your sister.
Which he clearly... Well, no, they haven't said. No, wait, hold on a second. He clearly doesn't have a sister, this Tai.
He hasn't mentioned one way or another, has he?
No, but it's clear because he sees the name on the screen later in the thing.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He sees the name and the surname and he does not say anything.
Okay, so Hikari doesn't exist.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So without Jesus, this is V-Tamer happens. What I'm thinking is that Kari ruined Digimon.
No.
I think...
No.
Look at the common factors, okay?
What would have been funny to me is if he just says, hey, that name's kind of familiar.
Well, I mean, there's probably a bunch of Yagamis.
Look, I just want to mention it now while we're on the topic. So one of the kids' names is actually the creator of V-Dramon. So,
what do you mean?
So there are the names of the 02 kids.
Yeah.
And there's an extra name.
Yeah.
And I believe I wrote it down here. It is Hiroshi Izawa,
yeah.
who created the design of V-Dramon.
Sure, okay.
So I think that's a really cute little shout out.
I wonder what universe he was from. I know 02, there were a million kids. Yeah.
Yeah, there are so many kids in this bubble. One of them's like this punk kid. I was like, I want to... Like, and they're actually quite well designed. I expected to see like maybe a shout out to any of the other seasons.
Big old generics.
Maybe just like, maybe kids from the first season.
Just put Rika in there.
This is before Tamus, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it'd be really fun. That would have been the weirdest piece of crossover. But it would have made sense because it's Parallelmon who can convert between dimensions.
I wanted Ryo because the games had come out.
Ryo would have made sense.
The Wonderswan games had already come out, like Anode and Cathode Tamus. So imagine if I need to look back. Maybe Ryo was there. But imagine if he was. That'd be great.
I mean, I don't like it very much, so.
So Daisuke leaves and Parallelmon shows up. And they realize that Parallelmon is only paying attention to Tamus and not Digimon. Zero saves Daisuke from being attacked, and Taichi said that he realized something. Daisuke is wearing his goggles.
Yeah.
And the Taichi in his world would not have given him the goggles, and he didn't think he had friends who loved him.
Yeah, because they represent, they mean something. Here's the whole he doesn't tell the whole backstory again, but they have one.
Yeah.
They do.
I just really want to know if Taichi from Adventure has the same backstory.
It would be really, well, to me, honestly,
yeah.
I think they don't, because
I want them to.
Why would you give away your grandfather's goggles?
You're right. It does seem like kind of a mean thing.
They mean too much.
I don't think this Taichi would, even though he says he would in this volume, I don't think he would. Like, they seem to mean a lot.
And in fact, we know, well, we can guess that the Taichi that's currently in Tri regrets it because he gets his new ones.
Yeah.
Well, he has them on all the time. Yeah, but you know, he would have just got him to alter the grandpa's. He wouldn't have goggles on him all the time if he didn't want them.
Well, Daisuke's dead in Tri, so. Best day of your life.
I should watch that bit of the episode one. Oh, we're going to see episode one again.
Yeah, we're going to see it again. You just got excited for Digimon.
I get excited for about 10 seconds of it because I just. Because that means that they are in it. They are there.
They're there, yeah.
It's not even all the 02 kids because. Kari and TK are fine.
It's the four. It's the four of the new kids in 02.
Oh my god. The writing in VTamer makes me think that like everyone knows that the 02 kids suck.
Oh, well, that's sad.
And Tri's just gonna reiterate that and be like, oh, I wanna see Davis like this. Oh man, everyone hates me. Oh, whatever. And Kari be like, yeah, I think I agree with TK. Just do the whole thing. The whole thing. Give me half of episode 5 of Tri. I want the second half to be a parody about how crap Davis is.
Okay.
That's what I want. I want everyone to hate Davis as much as I do.
So yeah, this is when Taichi scans Parallelmon, finds the names of the kids inside, and doesn't make a reference to Hikari. So I guess he doesn't have a sister named Hikari.
I hadn't thought about that until now.
Maybe she's just called Kari. Maybe he's just too dumb to make the connection. Or maybe he just doesn't exist.
You think the surname would have tipped him off?
Maybe. Like, hey, that's my surname.
Also, I read it in English, so I don't know what it said.
It was the character's name.
Must have been Hikari, because she's not calling
anything
else. Yeah,
it was Hikari, yeah. So Daisuke's blaming himself and yells about how he's going to save his friends. And his friends are able to hear him. And then we see that there's so many other kids inside. And then they all create the Digimental of Miracles. For the third time, we see the Digimental of Miracles show up for the first time.
It makes me want to die. Like, the worst part about this is
he doesn't use it immediately?
No, that's not the worst part. The worst part is that they created it at will. They chose to make it. Right? They were like, oh yeah, we'll give you our power.
So here's like the three different things that have released this thing for the first time. So it was powering Ken's base. It was released by Angemon and Ajawoman becoming their ultimate forms. And it was created by the power of friendship. Those are three completely different things. And they both showed up for the first time because each time Daisuke was like, huh, what's that?
I don't know, maybe I need to read it, I'm not going to read it again, but maybe. I got the sense in this one that he kind of knew what was happening.
Mm.
But even so, like, if they could just choose to do this, then the whole 02, the way 02 played out doesn't make any sense. If they could Susanoo-mon up and just be like, yeah, everyone's power goes into this one thing, let's go. And just make a royal knight.
Yeah.
Which now I know.
Yay, Royal Knights.
No, let's not. They have never been in anything good. They are always a sign that whatever you're doing is awful.
Try.
They're not even really Royal Knights.
I think they might have been called them, weren't they?
Who would have called them that?
I thought Maki did, when she was being all evil and stuff. I don't know.
Anyway,
so back to the thing we're actually covering. Vemon armor evolves to Flagemon and releases his armor as an attack, which we've never seen before and I wish we have.
Sometimes it's like as a dodge?
No, he releases them and they go to Parallelmon and attack him.
That makes it doesn't make any sense, because when you de-evolve, everything just smalls up. The armor doesn't come off.
No, but it shows that armor isn't just evolving. It's basically just strapping the armor to yourself. And I like this.
But that's not true. Well, what's Submarimon? How would he come apart?
He just sort of like, I don't know, he sat inside it.
The problem with this is, I think it's great. And they're doing the best they can with the crappy tools that Zero Two provided. But it's a lie. The system doesn't work this way.
So where do you get the idea that they're basically like, we need to make more people interested in Zero Two. Let's release this in the manga.
Honestly, I think this would have been okay. That said, it makes V-Tamer look much better by comparison.
Yes. Well, I think V-Tamer is much better by comparison as a lot of Digimon.
Like, with the crossover does not come off 50-50. The crossover comes off as, wow, V-Tamer is great.
V-Tamer is the superior.
Zero Two is trash.
Isn't that what something should do if they do a crossover? Say, this thing's good, but we're better.
No. Crossover should be both things are good.
I don't know.
Why in crossover fighting games, no one wins.
Okay. No, I see your point.
When Ryu is fighting Jin, no one wins. Or Kazuya, or whatever. Tekken versus Street Fighter.
So then Zero decapitates Parallelmon, and then Daisuke uses the Digimantle of Miracles to finish him off.
Sure. Not like that would have been useful earlier.
Yeah, no, but he wanted to use the Flamedramon armor attack. I know,
he's
that was
there
cool.
So little. It's like three panels of the whole thing being used, and then he's back to being V-mon.
Yeah. Garbomon I think people are saying Garbomon.
Garbo.
Garbo realizes how well they work together, even though they just met. And Daisuke and Taichi do the victory dance. And then Daisuke goes home.
No, you missed my favorite thing.
Okay, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, maybe it wasn't then. Maybe it was after he went home. But it's that bit where Tai's looking. And he's looking at Davis. And then behind him is the older Tai.
This is before he goes home. And he's...
Oh, it's so cool.
I think it's just after Taichi gives like the speech of like, I would never let a friend go alone, I would always be there for a friend. And it's Taichi as the 14-year-old or 15-year-old that we see in Zero Two.
Well, how old is he here? He must be 14.
I think he's 14.
He's 3 years older than Davis, who's 11.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he's 14 then.
So, but if he's taller in Zero Two, how old is he?
What do you mean? In Zero Two, he is 14.
But he's also 14 in V-Tamer.
V-Tamer, he's 11.
But... Okay, that means that...
They also went back in time.
He also time-traveled 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, this is 1999 in V-Tamer.
Which means that from Tai's perspective, without it being explained, although he did say fifth grader, but without it being explained, Davis would appear to be 8 years old by his admission of when he was born.
Yes.
And from his actions.
Yeah.
No, but also he says, I'm a fifth grader. So I guess he clarifies sort of how old he is.
So when Daisuke goes home, we see him standing near a dark tower and without Ken. So it's sort of said this is before the defeat of Ken, and when they're just probably, they've just only started to go in the digital world, and there's probably the first 20 episodes of Zero Two.
Wait, no, I take it all back. Couldn't possibly have known what the Digimantle of Miracles is if it's around then.
Yes, that was my point. This is the first Digimantle of Miracles.
No, I mean, like, if this part hadn't been there, then you could have reasonably said, okay, he's seen it before, so they could summon it again or whatever. I don't know. I got the sense could be.
Because...
No, but you're right. That is a plot hole.
Because, no... Well, this isn't necessarily canon, and neither is Hurricane Touchdown.
It doesn't matter. So
Hurricane Touchdown also came out in a time where... Well, actually came out like only when he got the Rageramon evolution. So much, much further before the acquisition of the Digimantle Miracle. So that was also the first time, but this one could also be the first time. But the fighting Ken might be the last time, or it could be the second time. We don't know. It's very confusing when you try to work out which was the first time you got the Digimantle Miracles.
The important question, though, is when was this published, right? Because it had to be a time where the writers knew what the Digimantle Miracles was.
Yeah.
But was it published after that happened in the show?
I think it might have been around about the same time Hurricane Touchdown came out.
Because think about the audience. This is for, right?
Yeah.
The audience this is for is for people who presumably have watched Zero Two or like it in some way. It's also for various V-Tamer, hey, watch the show. But a lot of the audience for this will be people who watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, for your primary audience at the time in which it was being released, it would appear to be related in canon, right?
Mm.
But it can't be. Because also, when does Hurricane Touchdown take place? It's like after the Dark Towers are all done, right?
Oh, it's confusing. Like, we watched it after...
It's like when Ken's asleep, right?
We watched it when Ken was asleep. But the episode, as I said, came out just after the Storm of Friendship episode, which is the episode where Daisuke gets the Digimantle of Friendship. Which is still quite a bit before they defeat Ken.
Yeah.
So it is really hard to place that, because it's sort of like the same sort of thing with the Frontier movie, is that it's hard to actually place where it takes place in the season, because we just know it's sometime before Ken joins their team.
Wait a minute. When does they learn to turn into X-Vmon?
X-Vmon is just... It's when they're cleaning up the digital world after Ken's defeat.
Oh my god. So...
Oh, Ken... So Ken...
He can't have X-Vmon though.
Okay, so what should...
They can't beat Dark Towers at this time.
No. Okay. This takes place after Ken's defeat. Because... They are in the let's all get to our adult levels. They are are also pulling down old Dark Towers.
I forgot about all of that.
And they had to evolve far away.
Oh, so he might have
walk up.
So he could have seen them Digimon Miracles before.
So no, he's already seen the Digimental Miracles then.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that he had X-Vmon. He has 100% already seen the Digimental Miracles.
Okay.
Because X-Vmon's there. Thank you for realizing that, because I was I knew I was missing.
There's
something.
A lot of factors at play.
Yeah. So X-Vmon's there. So we know that it takes place... Was episode 21 or 22?
I don't know, after that terrible episode.
What terrible episode?
Hey, evolve now.
Oh, yeah.
Evolve now.
Oh, yeah, the episode that should have ended in a dark
look
evolution.
Look at this pissing
right.
turtle. Evolve now. Yeah.
So that's the end of the synopsis. What were your thoughts, opinions, favorites? Tell me them now.
Sigma was great.
Sigma's
the
great.
The Mary was great in a different way entirely. Not as great as Sigma, but she had a cool thing.
See, as I mentioned, I was about to be super mad about Mari because she's this useless airhead. But then this was completely just to confuse Tai Chi and was intentional on her behalf. And she just didn't want to risk fighting and losing and having her Digimon destroyed like Sigma. So it was actually quite intelligent. I like that. I like how she's not just an airhead. It was doing me a bit of a concern.
And the Omake was the bit I like not remembered most. Obviously, I forgot I forgot the exact order of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, right? Mm. And there's a lot to say about that. It was the best part of 02, probably.
The best part of 02 was what I always say is the best part of 02. When Tai Chi and Kari are sitting down in their room and they say, yeah, we have to tell these kids how we have to murder Digimon now.
You think that's as cool as, like, Tai standing there being like, and there's like older Tai behind him being like, yeah, look, this kid's got a future.
That was cool for, like, the reasons that you were starting to have short nostalgia for. You were thinking that that's cool because you've started to like Tai Chi because we've been on this long destiny and
This
long digi destiny. This long story of having Digimon Adventure, then 02, and now Try. You're starting to have...
No, shut up. It's just a V-Tame is cool.
No, you're starting to have a relationship with this character. You are starting to like this character. And it's great. It's really nice to see because it shows that Tai Chi is a likable character. Even if you don't like Digimon, he is a likable character, especially in V-Tamer. So my favourite's always Tai Chi, and I love Zero, but I think my favourite, who was new to this volume, was Sigma.
Sometimes I think to myself, like, because we see a lot of Digimon, a lot of crap characters, I'm like, is it that I'm really hard to impress? Then I watched all that's out right now of My Hero Academia, but it only took one episode for it to make me like most of the characters.
Mm.
Like, one of my favourite characters is Ida, and Ida's thing... is that he's really, really strict.
Right.
That he sticks to rules absolutely, and he's really loud and really straightforward. And this is his primary character trait that plays really badly on radio, so you have to sort of look your eyes this way. And he's just, everything he says is always really articulated by crazy hand motions because he's really into everything he's saying.
I like how you're telling our audio listeners to look this way at your hand gestures. So what Jay is doing is that he's gesticulating wildly as he moves.
I mentioned it. I was describing it as I was doing it.
Yeah.
And hopefully my voice got it across. So yeah, that was really endearing, actually. And just all the characters you're meant to like, you're like, I instantly like them because they're just cool people.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm trying to say is that Digimon does character like creation most of the time really badly. It's so bad. Who is Yoli? I don't know. Can't tell you anything about it.
I still like Yoli.
Everything in Digimon is really... most of the things in Digimon is extremely superficial. And you couldn't really say anything deeper than she likes programming and she had pink hair.
And she likes Ken.
She likes Ken. And I guess she had family problems.
And she likes food.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And she worked at the family-owned store.
Sure. Those are things she did or looked like.
But in terms of V-Tamer, except for Ray, but maybe Ray has reasons that we don't know of yet.
I've played the game with you before. describe the character without saying their occupation or what they look like?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. With Yoli, that's kind of hard.
She's energetic. She's partially selfish in a way. She's impulsive. She's very impulsive. She jumps into battle and almost gets Hawkmon
very
killed.
Very few of those things seem to have struck a chord. Like, all those are like, I guess.
She's blunt. Remember she had the episode about her being blunt?
No.
And liking boys?
No.
It was the Crest of Purity, the Digimental of Purity episode.
Oh, that made no sense.
Look, no, she does have character moments. You just have to look for them.
What about Cody?
Cody
is quiet.
Respects traditional values. He respects what his late father said a lot. He respects his grandfather. He really likes kendo.
Okay.
Because that doesn't count as an occupation, that's a hobby. And he's just learning about what's the difference between a lie and a white lie that you have to do because it's going to save someone's life. It's a good white lie.
Mm. You know what? 50 episodes later, it's still light on details, but yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Like, you can all do this. We can do it with all Digimon characters.
I guess you spend enough time with them that you can pull out whatever.
Yeah, it's 50 episodes. They do have arguable bits of backstory, even same in Frontier. But you can't do that with Rey. She has a pendant. It glows.
Yeah, no, Rey's a great example.
Congratulations.
Of that.
You just described probably so many characters in manga and anime, especially shoujo anime.
A weirdly high number of pendant glowers.
Though, again, maybe we need to have those 50 episodes or 8 volumes or 9 volumes of a story to actually get the actual character story. And you've got to have faith in V-Tamer. It's the same with Atmon.
You know how I can tell you that's not true?
What do you mean?
You can tell what Izzy's character is in the first scene.
Oh, yeah, because he's on his computer.
He's on his computer and he's inside. He's away from everyone else. So it implies directly there is a separation between him and everyone else. Everyone else likes sport and likes running around. That's not really his thing. He likes computers.
Mimi's wearing pink.
I know, but I'm talking about Izzy specifically.
Yeah.
Just the positioning of him inside, alone, on a computer, while everyone's at summer camp, you instantly get an idea of who he is.
Look, I know that you complained a lot about when we first watched Adventure, and that first episode, I would probably say, is a little bit boring, but it does a great job of explaining what type of character each character is. Because Joe's like nervous. He's got his first aid kit, and he's also the senpai. He's sort of like the counselor.
Yeah.
He's in charge of these kids, and he's holding this med kit. And then we have, I guess, Sora. You don't really get much of a description of because that's a little bit something that needs to be developed. We have Takeru, who's just wandering off into space, and his older brother's following around saying, "No, be careful, be careful, be careful."
I don't remember that.
And we have Mimi, who, like, we don't get too much on, but she's wearing pink, and
you get it.
The dub does actually, like, it shows her character a bit more. She's like, oh, wow. Like, wow. It's like, because she's Moomoo mode. And we have Taichi, who's in a tree. He's being all main character-y. You know, he's got goggles on. He's weird. He's got, like, a little, that telescope that's never seen ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was dropped quick.
Yeah. So we have all these,
you do see it again, I think.
Only in the
first. Once or twice.
In the first bit of the episode, like, the season. He must have lost it at some point.
Maybe.
Because I feel like we only get it in the first couple of episodes.
All right,
so Adventure does do a good job of that.
We've covered everything.
Favorites, Sigma is my favorite. But I think...
Yeah, I think so.
And the favorite part that I don't like, but only because it hurt me emotionally, was Paimon's death.
Yeah.
Because it was after
that
this...
Got you.
After this beautiful... I didn't cry, but it was after the moment of, you're my friend, you're always there with me.
It was so quick.
And it's like, oh, he dies now.
Dead.
So it's just sort of like, oh... Dead. Did that make you emotional at all?
A little bit. I mean, you got to feel it. If it was done well, it was.
And it was done well. And that's a part I liked, but I didn't like.
Oh, it was full bad.
Do you have any other discussion points about this volume?
No, we've covered it. It's a short one.
Well, it was just as long as the other ones, but it had less chapters.
That's not true. The first one was 9.
Yeah, it had less chapters, but they were longer chapters. They were all like 40 pages instead of 20 pages.
Yeah, but that's like...
There were half as many chapters that are twice as long.
Yeah, but that's like... That's like an episode of Digimon where you go, yes, something happened, but it happened really slowly.
Yeah, no, I see your point.
So less happened, despite it, you know. Think about Volume 1, how much stuff got done and how many fights happened.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And I think that's why it was easy for me to follow and why I wasn't forgetting as much stuff because each one was so concise.
It was a good introduction. What about how you thought about this volume compared to the other volumes that we've seen out of all 4 of them?
I tend to feel like this is the weakest, I think.
Just
because so little happened in it. He's like, oh, he beat 2 of the aliases. Okay.
I think it might have been the second one and this one, I feel like, are the weakest ones.
Yeah.
But when I say weakest, it's not like they're bad.
It's the weakest of a good thing.
Yeah, it's the weakest of a good thing where it's like, oh, it's my least favorite part of my favorite meal.
Yeah.
It's still part of your favorite meal. It still probably tastes nice, but you know, it's not as good as the fantastic parts.
Mm.
So yeah, that's the end of our rough discussion, I guess.
See you next month.
So next month we will be watching. Reading. Next time we'll be reading volume 5 of E-Tamer, and you can find the link dump linked in the description. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast listening service that you were using. And we have a website. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and on our website, and you can do that from as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but higher levels get you more rewards like exclusive notes, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about the Pokemon and the Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padawan on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wuchinglong, you can find it at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Penguin Mage, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Jackmon, Ishpo Bamba, Hiro Olado, who is @HiroOlado on Twitter, whose birth. Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frostmaniac on Archive of Our Own, Steven Rees, who's @Wellbeing64 on Twitter, Kaidewashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow @Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, to Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read @baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is ontopastic @SmallWolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azra McCool, Nicholas, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who is @AntoClassic on Twitter, Lismet, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who is Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, and Sporky McForkinspoon.
You can also make one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Agemon. Make sure to let us know the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye.